Chapter 4. The Fight for Freedom. Invasion. There was a king of ours whose name was Ptolemaios, in whose reign it came to pass, I know not why, that God was displeased with us. And there came unexpectedly men of obscure birth out of the eastern parts, who had boldness enough to make an expedition into our country, and easily subdued it by force without a battle. And when they had overpowered our rulers, they afterwards savagely burnt down our cities and razed the temples of the gods, and used all the inhabitants in a cruelly hostile manner. For they slew some, and led the children and wives of others into slavery. All this nation was styled Hyksos, that is, shepherd kings, for Hyk in the sacred language denotes a king, and Sos in the vulgar tongue signifies a shepherd. This is one of the few surviving quotations from Manetho. It was copied by Josephus for reasons of his own. I may have given the impression that Manetho is not to be trusted, and in fact, I don't think he is. Neither is Josephus. Three statements in the account given above are partially correct. Egypt was invaded by people who took over part of the country. The invaders came from eastern parts, and some of them, not all, were styled Hyksos. Obviously, the fact that we are able to sneer at Manetho means that we have other sources of information. Contemporary inscriptional evidence, mostly isolated monuments and scarabs, is spotty. The Turin Papyrus, or King List, one of the basic chronological sources, is also spotty. In fact, it's in pieces. People have been trying to put it back together for years. Certain Egyptian texts mention the great humiliation inflicted by the Hyksos, whom they call Amu, or Asiatics, but all of them were written long after the event. The Egyptians suffered from a sort of official amnesia with regard to unpleasant facts. One has the feeling that the conquest would never have been mentioned at all if there had been a reasonable way of glorifying a king for liberating his country without referring to what he was liberating it from. Manetho's etymology, among other matters, is inaccurate. The word Hyksos does not...